appreciation across long distances. The vast influx of long-distance work relationships into organizations is a major influence in changing workplace cultures. For leaders and colleagues who are used to working on-site with team members, long-distance relationships create new dynamics. Specifically, communicating appreciation to remote staff and virtual teams is challenging, but the data from our research shows it can be done. When working with companies and organizations who have offices across the country and team members spread over the world, one of the first issues raised by their leaders was, how do we effectively show appreciation to those who work in different states and countries? Obviously, some common acts of appreciation in face-to-face relationships are impossible, such as refilling someone's cup of coffee when you're going to the break room or stopping by their office to chat. In response, we created the long-distance version of the Motivating by Appreciation inventory, which includes specific actions in each language of appreciation that are relevant to long-distance work relationships. This version of the inventory has been well-received and is growing in its use. But we wanted to make sure that we were meeting the need expressed, so we polled employees and managers who either work remotely or manage others who are in a different location, and found the following results. First, almost all, 98% of the respondents, said yes, it is possible to effectively communicate appreciation to colleagues who work remotely. Secondly, 70% indicated that they personally have received a message of appreciation from a colleague or supervisor within a remote working relationship. Third, 81% reported that they have communicated appreciation to a coworker who works in a remote location. Fourth, interestingly, to us at least, there was very little difference in the rankings of how easy or difficult it is to communicate appreciation to remote colleagues in the various appreciation languages. We did anticipate that physical touch would be ranked as the most difficult, with words of affirmation being the easiest to communicate over a long distance, and our data confirmed our belief. Finally, we asked the participants to share examples of receiving or communicating appreciation to remote colleagues, and also to give suggestions for communicating appreciation over distance more effectively. What was interesting to note is that while there were a few unique twists, largely the two lists were the same. The implication? Many supervisors and managers are currently acting in the desired way.